AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center time is 8:21, third Thursday of the month. At this time means our report, the Greenwich Association of Realtors and the Greenwich Real Estate Report. Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe on the line. As always, well, we've got a new member of the cast this morning, Greenwich Association of Realtors President for 2022, Brian Tunney. Stacy, good morning. Brian, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Tony.
Thank you.
All right. Let's start with Stacy. Give us some of the lowdown from January and how the numbers look compared to the January the year before.
Was that a pun on my name? The lowdown?
Oh, I missed that one. All right. I'm a poet and I don't even know it. All right.
There we go. Anyway, so for 2022, we kicked off the year with 50 multifamily residential closings during the period. That compared closings in January 2021. The sale price, median sale price, increased to $2.5 million, and 2021, where it was. The average daily market decreased.
We're having a hard time. Stacy, we're having a hard time hearing you. We have a bad connection. Still there? Okay. Do you want to try calling back, Stacy? In the meantime, we'll grab Brian and see what information he has to pass along to us. Brian, what do you have for us?
Well, I'll say that we're looking forward to a very good year. Our basic issue is that we have very low inventory. Right now, there are about 175 single-family homes on the market, which typically have, which is about 2 months of inventory, which is very low. Typically, we have 4 to 5 months of inventory, at least at this time, though this time of year is when we start to get more listings come on the market. So we're looking forward to that.
That doesn't seem surprising to me, the way the homes have just been flying off the market, right, that you'd be low in inventory, or am I wrong?
Yes. I mean, it's a product of fewer people selling. More. The demand is extremely, extremely high right now, especially in the $2.5 million and below. Houses that are priced properly are moving off the market within a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Stacy mentioned the numbers. Drop a little bit of a drop out there, but 66 closings last year, 50 this year. What area of town can you see might be still going strong?
They're all going strong. Riverside and Old Greenwich have about a month of inventory, and town of Greenwich, including all areas, is 2 months of inventory. And so it's truly a seller's market. Anything when 6 months is equilibrium, meaning the buyers and sellers are about the same. If you're below 6 months, it is truly a seller's market. And if inventory is above 6 months, it's typically a buyer's market.
All right. Stacy, you back on the line?
I'm back. Can you hear me okay? Yeah,
you sound good now. You mentioned there were 50 closings compared to 66, and of course that's down from the strong 2021, but how's 50 for an average, normal, quote-unquote, normal January? How does that rate?
It's actually still high above average for January. So typically we would see between 30 and 40, actually maybe even 25 and 40, closings in the month of January, dating back to 2013. 2021 obviously was a very strong year at 66, and 2022 was really just as strong. So still a lot of movement and activity going on to start off the new year.
Brian, you mentioned expecting a strong 2022, but again, we're starting to get toward the point where things really start to pick up coming out of the winter. Is that right? And kind of the short term speaking?
Yes. Typically the spring season starts after the Super Bowl, so we're right here. So typically you're going to see more inventory coming on the market right now, between now and April.
Okay, so the Rams win, and everybody says, okay, time to sell my house. Is that how it works?
It works that way. Or people that have been thinking about it, they've been fixing up their houses, and yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And today would be kind of a day to do it with the warmer weather. All right.
Yes.
So how are things as far as the price range for houses? You were mentioning, Brian, that's been the upper end, is or kind of mid-range, I guess, would be, has been pretty high, right?
Yes. The home prices are going up or have been going up. And, from 2 years ago, we're probably up 10% at least. And what's happening also is that homes that have been for sale for a while are finally getting offers and closing.
Well, Stacy, we threw Brian right into the fire this morning because we had a little problem with your phone. How do you think he did?
I'm sure he did great. I just really wanted to test his ability. So, Brian, good job.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you did a nice job of that, Stacy. Well, we look forward to it. Brian, how does it feel to be the president of the 2022 GAR, taking over from John McAtee?
I've got big shoes to fill, but I'm looking forward to it. I've been involved with the association for many, many years and look forward to a great year in 2022.
All right, I look forward to having you and Stacy on the show this year. And thanks very much for your time this morning. And we'll talk again in March and see how things are in February.
Great. Thanks,
thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, that is our Greenwich Real Estate Report with Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2022 GAR President Brian Tunney. Our Real Estate Report is the third Thursday of the month at this time.